First reading this morning is from the Gospel of John, chapter 13, beginning at verse 33. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Jews, so I now say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you should also love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. The second reading is from the book of Acts, beginning at chapter 11, verse 1. Now the apostles and the believers who were in Judea heard that the Gentiles had also accepted the word of God. So when Peter went up to Jerusalem, the circumcised believers criticized him, saying, "Why did you go to the uncircumcised men and eat with them?" Then Peter began to explain it to them step by step, saying, "I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision. There was something like a large sheet coming down from heaven, being lowered by its four corners, and it came close to me. As I looked at it closely, I saw four-footed animals, beasts of prey, reptiles, and birds of the air. I also heard a voice saying to me, 'Get up, Peter, kill and eat.' But I replied, 'By no means, Lord, for nothing profane or unclean has ever entered my mouth.' But a second time the voice answered from heaven, 'What God has made clean, you must not call profane.' This happened three times. Then everything was pulled up again to heaven. At that very moment, three men sent to me from Caesarea arrived at the house where they were. The Spirit told me to go with them and not to make a distinction between them and us. These six brothers also accompanied me, and we entered the man's house. He told us how he had seen the angel standing in his house and saying, 'Send to Joppa and bring Simon, who is called Peter. He will give you a message by which you and your entire household will be saved.' And as I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell upon them just as it had upon us at the beginning. And I remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said, 'John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.' If then God gave them the same gift that he gave us when we believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I that I could hinder God?" When I heard this, they were silenced. When they heard this, they were silenced. And they praised God, saying, "Then God has given even the Gentiles the repentance that leads to life." The word of the Lord. Praise be to God.
Thank you, Bob. I'm sure it takes place in cafeterias all around the country. If a strange man sits down next to you, and of course the first thing you ask is, "You are circumcised, right?" Then again, maybe not. There's two ways you can look at that. You can look at it from the modern parlance, which is just we find the most unusual ways to differentiate ourselves, don't we? But back then it was a big deal. Back then it had to do with purity. It was a matter of purity, and those people who were not Jewish were considered impure. And so, within the religion that was Christianity, the first great crisis was, who are we going to welcome? Who are we going to invite to this table? And it was a very controversial time with Peter leading the way, as well as with Paul. And so Peter's traveling out and about, out in non-Jewish territory, and a meal is served. And what's he going to do? There's all these Greeks sitting around the table. And he probably hasn't peeked under their robes, but he can guess. What's he to do? Now, Paul ended up criticizing Peter at one point because Peter was eating with Greeks when there weren't any religious Jewish people around. But when the religious Jewish people came around, he stopped eating with the Greeks. And Paul called him on it and said, "You're a hypocrite. How can you do that? Why is it okay some of the time and not okay the rest of the time?" And Peter changed his ways. But this great dream he has of this sheet coming down with all this creepy, crawly stuff in it, probably shrimp and lobster and stuff we love now, but there's probably snakes in there too, which tastes just like chicken, I'm told, but and all kinds of creepy, crawly stuff that Peter, as a good, God-fearing Jew, should not eat according to his law. In this dream he has while praying, God says, no. I've called clean. Don't reject. So Peter's taught a lesson by God in this bizarre dream. And when he comes back and talks to the other really religious people, he says to them, this is what I did and why. This is what God told me to do in this dream. And to their credit, they don't all pick up stones and hit him. They don't walk away from him. They don't say he's an unbeliever and drum him out of the place. They say, okay, we'll do that then. And I think that has got to be one of the holiest words when it comes to setting the table for Christ. Okay. Yeah, that's good. That is the word. I kind of imagine God as mom in the kitchen. Okay, mom's in the kitchen cooking. I'm not sexist. I do most of the cooking in my family. But mom is in the kitchen, because for most of you growing up, that's probably what it was. Mom's in the kitchen cooking, and you come home and say, Mom, I brought the baseball team home with me. Can they stay for dinner? God says, okay. We'll feed them all boiled water. Yeah, go, go. God says, okay, there's room. There's room at the table. Sure, bring them in. Bring them in. Then sis comes home and says, Mom, I brought the cheerleading squad home from school. Can they stay for dinner? And God, Mom takes a deep breath and says, okay. Then Ward Cleaver comes home from work and, honey, the boss, his wife, and their 14 children will be coming over for dinner tonight. And God, Mom says, we'll order out. No. Okay. Bring them on. Okay. Jesus was God's okay. He came along at a time when people took themselves far too seriously in religion. And it was all about segmenting. And which faction were you with? Were you a Pharisee? Were you a Sadducee? Were you a member of the Sanhedrin? Were you a zealot? Were you an Essene? I mean, they were all Jews, but they were all different Jews. Were you Hellenized, which means did you speak Greek and go work out at the gymnasium where they worked out naked? See, that's probably why circumcision was still such a big deal. But what kind of Jew were you? I can't worship with you, or you, be careful, with you. I can only worship with you. Then Jesus came along and said, open that hand and realize we're all God's children. He even healed the children of Roman centurions. You know, the Romans, the ones that would come to your door, knock on it and say, give me all your money or I beat you up. He would even heal them. Jesus is God, Mom in the kitchen in the apron saying, okay. And so Peter is doing his best to follow Jesus. And he knows the new commandment. Love everybody as I have loved you. Blah, blah, blah. Love each other. Show your love. Yeah. I got it. And he's out there walking along. And he is trying his best to say, okay. But what happens when you hit that one thing that you've been raised not to find okay? What happens when you meet that one person who, I don't know, has grease under their fingernails or doesn't smell so good or is from Iowa or whatever your thing is? Well, Jesus kind of showed us what to do. But then we're out here in the world on our own, and what do we do? What are we going to do when we meet that one kind of person that makes our flesh crawl? And there's Peter, and who knows what the Greeks were serving at their table in that day and age. Some of it was probably creepy crawly. And who knows about how they worshiped, what other deity they worshiped. Well, we know some things about it, and some of their stuff, for some of them was kind of bizarre, and some of it wasn't. But here's Peter, just an itinerant fisherman, preacher, probably illiterate, walking around in a world he's never been in before, and he's struggling. And so God has to come to him in a dream and say, okay, I got the table all set. The table is set. Bring anyone you want. We can feed them all. And let them all be a part of it. Now, this is the way the New Testament blew the top off the old. This is the way that our New Testament scriptures just threw the world wide open. This is the table we're supposed to set here. And we do. We got, I think, is it spare ribs under here, Bob? Is that right? Yeah. We got grape juice, we got bread, and we always say, everybody is welcome at this table. Everybody. It's just imagine God here saying, okay. So we're setting the table. And in churches all around the world, at this hour or some soon to come hour, they're setting the table too, for all who will come. And now, some churches don't let everybody take part. Okay. Right? Okay. Some churches don't like us letting everyone take part. Okay. Some will be speaking in Polish or in Ukrainian or Russian or Swahilian or Portuguese or, for all we know, Martian. Probably one or two Star Trek churches speaking in Vulcan. Okay. Okay. The table is set. God is in the kitchen cooking up a feast. And there's always room for one more chair. There's always room for one more person to come in. There's always enough. The pot of spaghetti is bottomless. And God is saying, I set the table. Bring them on. Okay. Amen.